Good afternoon and welcome to the December 1st study session of the Mesa City Council. I'm Mayor Giles and will be conducting the meeting. The first item on our agenda is to review items on the agenda for tonight's regular council meeting. Council, why don't we begin with that? Is there anybody that knows there's something that is on the agenda that you'd like to pull? I did notice one thing that I thought was worthy of a comment, and that's agenda item 5A. It's interesting that today we are canvassing the results of the general election that was held on November the 4th. As we all know, that was a very significant election for the city of Mesa, and I think we're all very grateful for the public's response to that election and the great vote of confidence that was expressed to the city of Mesa in passing the bonds and the general plan update and the new general plan. So I think it's important for us to take note of that and to express our appreciation to the voters for the trust that they've shown in the city of Mesa. So as the mayor, I just wanted to say that and take note that that's on the on our agenda to ratify that election result today. Are there any other items? Yes, Mr. Richens.
In our Economic Development Committee meeting that preceded this meeting, chaired by Councilmember Summers, we had considerable discussion on 8A and 8B. It's on for introduction only for now. But I had some concerns with some of the criteria or some of the we had a discussion about criteria on when that rate gets granted and what are some of the goals that we're trying to accomplish under that rate. And so we were trying to decide what we should do about moving forward, if we should table it for now and push it until we have an opportunity to hear more about it as a council or where we should go with it. So, but we were kind of undecided on whether to go ahead and introduce it tonight and then, you know, use the next week to learn more about it. But
okay.
I still have some concerns about it moving forward.
Are you comfortable with leaving it on the consent for introduction and then we address those concerns at the following meeting, or should we back off and address the concerns prior to that?
Mayor and members of council, if there's enough concerns and there's a possibility that we may need to change it or amend it for what it is today, I would recommend let's just pull it off the agenda, because I'd rather have it on the agenda even for an introduction where we can at least try to work with the whole council to try to get something closer to what you're comfortable with. So I don't have a problem.
And just specifically, some of the main uncomfortability was around when that incentive is granted and the criteria related to granting that incentive. Wanting to make sure it's very objective and that it had appropriate oversight by the council for the deals that might come through.
Sure.
This sounds is like affecting our downtown. We really wanted to make sure.
The only question I would have as a follow-up, I just want to make sure that pulling this doesn't have any impact on any immediately impending economic development activity in our downtown
area. So, Mayor and Council, if there is a prospect today that is, and we're in discussions and considering using utility rates as one of the tools, what we might do then is just would bring that to the Council for your consideration for approval by that singularly. We could do it that way. So you would hear the proposal specifically for that item,
And talking to Mr. Jibjiniak, our economic development director, he said that there were not any impending deals.
But even if there were, then we bring it to the whole council for you to consider anyway. We're trying to develop a policy that allows the staff to kind of put this out there ahead of time before it even comes to the council, so that as we're talking with potential prospects, we can show them here, if you meet these criteria, where it's capital investment or jobs or investing in this part of the community, this might be available to you. So I think that's what we're trying to get with council. So we can spend more time doing that.
Perfect.
So what was the consensus of the committee?
You know, I don't know that we really achieved a consensus more about the specific agenda item tonight, but we did determine that we did need some evaluation of some of the criteria. So given that if things do change, we'd have to reintroduce, it's probably better to not introduce.
As chair of that committee, I would say generally it seemed favorable to the concept, with concern that there needed to be a little bit of the ability to have some council oversight on what this applies to, and ensuring that not only does the incentive match the job creation goals, but those goals are matched by the overall vision and objective of downtown Mesa.
Would you recommend that we have the council committee look at it again, or should we schedule it for a study session and have the whole council? Because frankly, I mean, these are issues that I'm interested in too, and probably other council members.
My recommendation, given that a fair amount of work has been done already, I think some modification needs to be made to the recommendation, and the entire council needs to hear that. So I would recommend that this come to a full council study session for final recommendation.
Okay, thank you.
And given the work that's going on with our Downtown Visioning Committee, I wouldn't mind hearing from them as well, that, you know, are there criteria that they may want to see considered in doing deals like this? And so I don't know what the schedule is for that group to meet, but this seems like it's in their kind of wheelhouse, right, bailiwick, whatever term you want to use, to consider and get some input on. So.
Okay. Yeah, this is an important issue, I think, that we all have.
And this is a modification of an existing policy that we already have that's only been applied once to retain a business. And so this is looking at some minor changes to it to broaden the scope of what might be able to be done. So, I mean, Councilmember Summers is right. The general concept we're good with, but there's some criteria that I think needs to be evaluated.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, I'll consider Mr. Richin's comments a motion to take items 8A and 8B off of the consent agenda for tonight, or actually off of the agenda period, to be reconsidered and to be agendized for a council study session. Just to do it in a formal way, is there a second to that motion? Mr. Luna, all in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so for those that are taking note, agenda items 8A and 8B have been removed from the agenda for tonight's meeting. Any other comments on the agenda for tonight's meeting? All right, the next item for this meeting is to acknowledge receipt of minutes from boards and committees. Do I have a motion to do that?
So moved.
A second? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Next agenda item is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. I think with the Thanksgiving holiday, we haven't had a particularly busy week since we last met. So.
And we're all on a tryptophan overdose.
There we go. All right. Next item is scheduled meetings and general information. I'm sorry.
I know if the two of you wanted to talk about Empire, or do you do that later?
I'd be happy to.
I think that is a significant
yes
investment in Mesa.
Thank you for reminding me, Mr. Brady. Last week, Wednesday, Mr. Kavanaugh and I, correct me when I leave all the good stuff out, Dennis, took a great tour of the new Empire Machinery building. You may note on Country Club, just south of the freeway, there's been a large construction project there for a few months. That was constructing a maintenance facility for Empire. They work on, as you know, part of what they do is these very large, very expensive pieces of mining equipment and other heavy equipment. And this facility will allow them to, frankly, when I was in there, I thought the space shuttle, I think, could fit in, several of them could fit in this facility. And it's technologically, it's about at that level as well, with all of the machinery and very highly technical things that they do in there to address that very expensive machinery. Anyway, huge facility, very spectacular, will be the source of a lot of jobs. And as you know, a lot of the folks that work in that facility get their training at MCC and EVIT. So it's a great success story, not just for Empire, but also for a lot of the institutions that support the people who work there. So I was very impressed with that facility. Dennis, what did I leave out?
Well, it was a great culmination. The community and council may remember several years ago, we entered into an agreement with Empire to come into the city. They were a county island forever. Yeah. And we worked with them in a very positive way to help make this expansion, which is a dramatic expansion of their site with significant new high-pay jobs. that will be servicing customers really all over the country. And as I understand it, this site where they're able to rebuild and remanufacture a lot of the parts is really one of only two or three in the country capable of doing this kind of work. And so it's a very impressive building. They have heavy use of solar power there that during some times of the year they anticipate having 100% of their utility costs covered by that. And so it's a great example for other institutions, companies in Mesa and East Valley to look at in terms of how to use solar power in a positive way in a dramatic expansion for jobs. And so Empire's always been a very important company in our community, and it's, I think, the work that was done several years ago to bring them into the city is going to be, that investment is going to be repaid many times over.
And Mayor, can I also add that?
Please.
I remember this part of the tour also. They're very complimentary of Christine Zelanka and her staff and helping them to bring this building up, as well as the architect also talked about how many people don't realize how easy it is to build in Mesa. So I thought that was very nice of them, very complimentary of the staff.
Thank you, Mr. Brady. While Dennis was talking, I did write Christine Zelanka's name down. And so, Christine, congratulations on you've got some big fans over there. And they did go out of their way to talk about what a pleasure it was to work with the city on building that facility. So thank you for making us all look good. Next item on the agenda is schedule of meetings and general information. Mr. Brady, do you have anything?
Just a reminder, we'll have a study session this coming Thursday.
Okay.
And then our next council meeting is a week from tonight, today. Thank you.
Right. Just so you know, I'll be out of town.
And I should note that Mr. Thompson has let it be known that he wouldn't be here tonight. He had a prior commitment, so we'll Councilmember-elect Thompson won't be with us tonight. Thank you. That concludes our agenda for this meeting. Is there a motion to adjourn? In a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We will reconvene upstairs.